Sturgeon's Law number 85. It's got things.
90% of everything.
I need you to bring me the thong of Lisa Cuddy.
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in this show at the Podsafe Music Network and magnatune.com. Now here's your host, Random.
Okay, yes, the new year came and there hasn't been a show. More on that in a minute, but only because I want you to know about what's been taking up some of my time, not because I intend to say I'm sorry. So, let's go. Tired of feeling wired? If you're stuck at one machine trying to shake loose some podcasts, you're missing most of the fun. With PodcastReady.com, you can get to your subscriptions anywhere you can run a web browser, then download the MyPodder software and download your new shows anywhere you can plug in your portable player. Exchange favorite shows and favorite episodes with your friends and never complain about having nothing to listen to or watch again. PodcastReady.com, cooler than an iPhone and $600 cheaper. So, as I say, I've been a little occupied. Don't get me wrong, it's largely been fun stuff to one degree or another. Some of the most fun you'll hear about here shortly in the top 10%. But being me, there's also at least one project going on. And in this case, it's the return of new recordings of The Whole Truth, the daily New Testament Bible reading podcast that was my first show and ran 730 installments in 2005 and 2006. Last year, I reran the 2005 series, but as of January 1st, 2008, I started recording and posting new readings, this time from the World English Bible. So check it out if you're interested at twt.randomcasts.com. If you've been listening for a while, you'll surely know that I've already seen the Doctor Who Children in Need special for November, and the Christmas special. Okay, and the last 2 weeks, Torchwood Season 2 premiere and follow-up episode. But it's the Christmas special I wanted to mention specifically. In particular, its amazing powers at Royal Recognition? Yes, one-shot companion Kylie Minogue was designated OBE, Officer of the Order of the British Empire, a scant few days after her appearance in the 2007 Doctor Who Christmas special, Voyage of the Damned, and I can only assume it was for her part in saving the Earth. I mean, what could be more worthy? Podcasters are, by and large, big supporters of Creative Commons licensing. Without it, I'd have less material and no good way to provide you with a free show while protecting my creative property, and to do so in a clearly and legally defined way. Well, the Creative Commons folks have developed two new licensing architectures to cover some new ground for the Commons. CC Plus, which provides an architecture for offering licensing options beyond your Creative Commons defaults, perhaps for a fee, and on the other hand, CC Zero, which is a way to waive your rights, like in the public domain, but again in a more legally defined way, and importantly on today's internet, in a way that's negotiable in many different countries. Check out the Creative Commons site for the details, because I think these are going to be great for the growth of creative content in the 21st century new media.
A word of warning. Some of the images you're about to see are awesome.
So I decided early on not to do the here's all the loot we got for Christmas thing, which is too bad, because there's some pretty fine loot. I mean, just starting with a replica of the sonic screwdriver that I got from ThinkGeek.com. Well, anyway, I do want to talk about the major gift that my wife and I bought for each other, because it's this episode's top 10% entry. Now, I say we got each other this gift. Often, for a couple, that means that one big item was bought, and it was from both to both. That's not what I mean this time, though. We got one of each of these things for each other. You see, I received the Onyx Black Nintendo DS Lite from her, and she got the Gold Zelda Edition DS Lite from me, along with a few games each, of course, which have more or less become our DS game pool, if you will. And folks, I'm here to tell you that the Nintendo DS Lite, hereafter just called the DS for brevity, is a special gaming machine and easily worthy of being in the top 10%. If by some bizarre chance, and it would be bizarre as these things have moved 15 million units in the Americas alone, not even counting the 5 million original DS units sold. As I say, if by some bizarre chance you haven't seen one, here's how it works. It's about the size of a good old graphing calculator for people my age. It's got two screens, DS standing for dual screen, the bottom of which is touch sensitive, so it comes with a stylus. The cartridges are in fact basically little ROM cards with a bit of EEPROM for storing your game saves right on the card. And I say little, but I mean physically. They're good for 2 GB of ROM. Now the save space is quite limited. Still, the games are designed around this, and for the most part it goes very well indeed. The devices also can talk to each other in proximity over wireless, and can, if the game supports it, also do internet Wi-Fi if you have a handy access point. It's hard to do these things justice in the short time I have, but let me say that when the games take good advantage of the device, it's like nothing else. For example, the recently released Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass is simply spectacular. For example, you can use the stylus to make handwritten notes on the map, and indeed, it's a required game element. Trauma Center Under the Knife uses the stylus as various surgical implements, kind of as if you were playing the old Operation game, except, well, a lot harder for these aging hands. Pokemon, sadly really, doesn't make a huge use of the stylus or even the dual screens really, choosing instead to stay very familiar in its interface to Pokemon players of old, of which I am not one. But it does have some elements that do use them, and the inclusion of local Wi-Fi and internet support is reason enough to celebrate the DS versions of Pokemon right there. The DS Lite is, well, light, and it holds a charge for a good long time, it charges fast, and it's not horribly expensive. Even the games are substantially cheaper than your average console or PC games. If you don't have one of these yet, I'd give it some thought.
This is Geek Survival Guide reminding you that crud is like high fructose corn syrup. You want to keep your levels as low as possible. And if you want a low crud level, you're in the right place. This is Sturgeon's Law.
What's the big idea?
I just dropped in.
Well, if we knew you was coming, we'd have baked the cake.
So you get to witness a historic moment here as I talk myself right out of ever getting a gig doing voice acting or directing or whatever for this next group. Hopefully I can keep myself in their good graces by noting that makes them this episode's big idea. I'm talking about Pendant Audio, or as they like to say, PendantAudio.com, purveyors of original and somewhat less original audio play fiction. Now, I'm not bagging on them by saying that. What I mean is this. Pendant started about 3.5 years ago as a project to do, well, Star Trek fan fiction, now in the form of the audio series Star Trek Defiant, followed by more audio fanfic featuring characters from Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and even Indiana Jones and lately Star Wars. A few stories have been limited things, but most are ongoing series with monthly issues in that familiar comic book manner. But, for my money, which doesn't come into it, as these are published as free podcasts, mind you, where Pendant has really begun to shine is in its truly original fiction, my favorite of all being Umkit Industries Presents the Dixie Sternberg and Brassy Battalion Adventure Theater, done in a meticulously wonderful and frequently tongue-in-cheek classic adventure radio style. Oh, if only I'd gotten the part that I read for in it. Well, never mind that. It's a great show, and I recommend it highly. Other non-fanfic shows that stick out for me are the decidedly mature and not really safe for work Once Upon a Time in Vegas, and their quite new foray into Shakespeare performance with A Midsummer Night's Dream. In addition to over a dozen regular podcast fiction shows, they also have a weekly podcast about what's going on called, well, This Week in Pendant, or TWIP. In TWIP, you get some banter from the executive producer, Jeffrey Bridges, who is clearly insane, an interview with one of the cast or crew, audio trailers for upcoming shows, and so forth. Now let's make no mistake, folks. Pendant Audio is an all-amateur production house, from direction to writing to acting to post. And it often shows. Guess what? Sturgeon's Law is also an all-amateur production house, and goodness knows it shows more here. Pendant, for example, actually has a schedule for each show, and keeps to it meticulously. I have rarely witnessed someone so unhappy over a blown release date as when it finally happened for the first time on a Pendant show recently, due to circumstances beyond, as they say, anyone's control, although they've been making new policies to try and prevent a repeat of this. And did I mention the shows are free? In my opinion, and that's what this show is all about after all, Pendant is to be commended for contributing something quite unique and special to new media. Something made, like this podcast, like a lot of great music, like some fine writing, like some citizen journalism, as a labor of love and a gift to fellow people. And if it makes them a buck on occasion, or a little online fame, hey, more power to them. I'm happy to have helped. Although, guys, if hearing my voice makes you want to write a special part for me, my microphone's always ready.
Sound.
The mail's here!
Nope, nope, never mind. There's no mail. No mail. What happened? Apparently the love is gone. Is it the lack of a phone number? Tell you what, give me a call on my Grand Central number, 405-334-4311. It directs unknown callers straight to voicemail anyway. That was 405-334-4311, if you really need to holler at me over a phone. Otherwise, sturgeonslaw@gmail.com, feel free to email, text, or audio, or whatever. But come on, let me know you're out there. 4,000 subscribers and no mail in weeks. Sheesh. Well, anyway, let's settle down and finish up with some music from the PodSafe Music Network. This one's more or less an oldie but a goodie, and Brett Denon's got some real publicity going these days, but I love the piece, and I hope you will too. This is Brett Denon with Ain't No Reason.
There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day. Preachers on the podium speaking of saints. Prophets on the sidewalk begging for change. Old ladies laughing from the fire escape, cursing my name. I got a basket full of lemons and they all taste the same. A window in a pigeon with a broken wing. You can spend your whole life working for something just to have it taken away. People walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets. Talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come set me free. Yes. Prison walls still standing tall. Some things never change at all. Keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bare to the bone. Breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung, it's filled with cold. Suffocating slow. The wind blows wild and I may move. But politicians lie and I am not fooled. You don't need no razor nor a three-piece suit to argue the truth. The air on my skin and the world under my toes. Slavery stitched to the fabric of my clothes. Chaos and commotion wherever I go. Love I try to follow. Love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come set me free. Yes. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
That was Ain't No Reason by Brett Denon off the PodSafe Music Network.
This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
And that's it. Can you believe it? Maybe I'll do another one soon. I'll try. So mail me at sturgeonslaw@gmail.com or call me or whatever. Check out the website at www.sturgeonslaw.com and stay subscribed. Tell a friend. Peace.
It's a different thing. It's spontaneous, and it's called wit.